I'm going to digress a little bit here, folks. I'm very sorry, but you know I do this. Into politics a little bit. Good grief. Y'all probably heard on the news about the Republican, or maybe it's the Democrat, I get them mixed up, health care bill, so-called. You know what would solve the whole problem, everybody? Of course you do, if you're listening to this program. Freedom of choice in health care. Freedom to choose what health care we want. Number two, freedom of speech about things that work. I could detail for you if I had the time. Six different cancer cures, all of which were suppressed in the last century. And I do mean cancer cures. They worked. One of them was on the front page of the Los Angeles Times in 1931 as having worked and being backed up by scientists from the University of Southern California. Oh, no. All of that equipment was smashed with sledgehammers by a certain federal agency, and nobody's dared to put it on the market since. If we had freedom of speech about what supplements will do, you notice on the bottle it can't tell you anything about what vitamin E does? If everybody could learn what it did, right on the label, why, that was called the Free Speech in Science Act. It was in the Congress, which Mark Twain said was the opposite of progress, of course. It was in the Congress a few years ago, got about 50 sponsors, never went anywhere. And then how about freedom of competition? How about if one can sell insurance across state lines? Of course, folks, if we had freedom, true freedom in the United States, the price of health care would come down dramatically. I'm not kidding. Hospitals would be out there having to advertise their prices against other hospitals. Same would happen with surgeries. You know about that surgery center in Kansas City that for $2,000 or $3,000 does the same thing that other places do for for $30,000 or $40,000? Come on. Can you imagine what would happen if we got the government into the grocery business? Oh, yeah, we have to protect you against bad food. So let's start running all the grocery stores here. Prices would go up, up, up. Supplies would go down, down, down. Anybody heard of Venezuela? What we don't have has nothing to do with health care. It's called freedom, which we should have for everything, not just health care. But we don't have freedom of choice in health care. We don't have freedom of speech. We don't have freedom of competition. We don't have freedom of anything. So, of course, the prices are sky high, and they can charge you $1,000 a pill. And, of course, you need this really expensive insurance policy to cover the, dreadfully high costs of hospital care, which shouldn't be so dreadfully high if the hospitals had to compete and post their prices. Or even if they were forced to post their prices, they would if they were forced to compete, because the market was open, free market. I don't know why that isn't understood, but you'll never, ever get government politicians who have to stay in business and have to keep all those administrative agencies in business. You will never, ever get them to allow freedom of choice, freedom of speech, freedom of anything in healthcare. Otherwise, they can't regulate the blinking thing. Uh-huh. Now, sure, we need regulations against dangerous stuff, but that's as far as it needs to go. Regulations against dangerous stuff. I'll go back to referring to those at least half dozen cancer cures, one of which came from somebody at the University of Michigan where I went, who back in the early 20th century was curing cancer. Yeah, he had to leave the country for Brazil. Look it up. And when he was arrested, when he came back to an airport in Florida. So he decided to stay in Brazil